From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Diane Maggipinto. Utah State Epidemiologist Angela Dunn is warning that the recent rapid spread of the coronavirus threatens hospital supply of intensive care beds and says they could reach capacity next month. The doctor says potential looms for reinstating some restrictions that were lifted last month. In a memo to state leaders, Dunn wrote that the concerning situation is such that it may come to be the only option to manage spread and prevent deaths is a complete shutdown. In response, Governor Gary Herbert tweeted last night that Dunn's memo raises alarms and that he shares many of her concerns but has, quote, no plans to shut down Utah's economy. In a separate tweet, Herbert urges people to follow guidelines for social distancing, hand washing, and especially the use of face coverings. The state health department reported 444 new cases of COVID-19 yesterday. That makes 13 straight days that health officials have reported more than 300 new daily cases. In fact, over the past week, Utah's positivity rate was 12.5%. Health officials have said in the past when that number is under 5%, it's a sign we're flattening the curve. So far, more than 299,000 people have been tested, and about 9,900 cases are considered recovered. The Navajo Department of Health reported 55 new cases of COVID-19 yesterday on the reservation and no additional deaths. President Jonathan Nez credits residents staying home, wearing face masks, and avoiding large gatherings that have helped minimize the spread of the virus. The Navajo leader says over the last 8 days of reporting, the nation has averaged 80 cases of COVID-19 per day, and the number of positive cases is declining. That total number is now just over 7,000. 335 people have died. A daily curfew remains in place on the Navajo Nation. Same-sex marriage is not recognized on the Navajo Nation, and LGBTQ people there are not protected from gender-based discrimination. But as Kate Gretzinger from KUER Southeast News Bureau reports, that could change this year.
The Navajo Nation's Legislative Council passed a proclamation creating Diné Pride Week yesterday, marking a shift in the council's position on LGBTQ rights. Alray Nelson is the director of Diné Pride, an advocacy organization, and he says it's historic.
The Navajo Nation Council, for the first time in history, proclaimed that this week is going to be recognizing Diné Pride in front of the same building where they legislated who should love who on Navajo.
A law passed in 2005 defined marriage as a union between a man and a woman. Nelson and his partner have been pushing to make identity-based discrimination illegal since 2011, and he says it could happen this year.
That will send a message all across Indian country that the largest sovereign nation in the United States does, in fact, extend its hand of inclusiveness to our LGBTQ relatives.
Diné Pride has held a week-long celebration in June since 2017. That's happening online this year because of COVID-19. Events have already started and will continue through Sunday. Kate Gretzinger, KUER News.
The Moab City Council will discuss plans by the Bureau of Land Management to lease around 80,000 acres of land around Moab at their meeting tonight. Grant County will take up the topic at their first meeting next month. The sale includes public land right next to the popular recreation areas Canyonlands National Park and Dead Horse Point State Park and elsewhere. Local officials say both the city and county applied to work with the Bureau on an environmental analysis of the sale, but both applications were denied. The public comment period closes July 9th. Brigham Young University police are searching for the people who vandalized a statue of Brigham Young. Campus Police Lieutenant Rich Christensen says surveillance video shows two vandals who poured red paint over the front of the statue sometime before dawn on June 15th. The word racist was written in spray paint across the pedestal of the statue. The suspects face potential criminal mischief charges for the estimated $1,000 in damages. I'm Diane Maggipinto, KUER News.